I am Rohingya. Difficult times living in Myanmar. I was born in Rakhine State, Myanmar as a Rohingya and had lived in this area until the age of 3. My father works as a high school teacher at the public school in Rakhine State. When the thing occurred in the entire Myanmar in 1988, many Rohingya were persecuted or killed. Soon after, the Myanmar military also came to my village in search of my father. Most of the Rohingyas who were teachers were captured. My father decided to go to Japan. He thought it would be difficult to find a place to hide in Myanmar. Soon after, my mother also migrated to Yangon with us, the capital city of Myanmar then, due to the threat of strong persecution against the Rohingya in Rakhine State. She left behind her positional readings of her life. I lived in Yangon until I was grade 6. Since the majority of Buddhists in Myanmar, Muslim students were called Kalal, a pejorative term used to call the Rohingya, meaning Indians or foreigners living in Myanmar. My decision to migrate to Japan. My father and grandfather, as well as my ancestors, all held Myanmar citizenship cards. When you become 12 years old, you are registered for a citizenship card at your school. I also legislated for a card just like all the other students, but my application was denied because I was a Rohingya or a Kalal. I felt very uneasy about my future living in a country where I could not register for a citizenship card to prove my identification. This is when I decided to migrate to Japan, where my father lived as a refugee. When I was in middle school, many of my classmates pointed at me saying that I was deaf since I could not understand Japanese well. At the time, I also had my own lunchbox, which most often included curry. My classmates often tested me, saying that my skin was dark because I eat curry all the time. On the other hand, I was able to make friends in high school, regardless of my ethnicity. It was my first experiments with karaoke and pellicula, photo booth where you can make photo sticker, and it took me 4 years after coming to Japan to experience all of these. My friends, both girls and boys in school, helped me with my studies, and it was a fresh and good experience. My decision to migrate to Japan. My father and grandfather, as well as my ancestors, all held Myanmar citizenship cards. When you become 12 years old, you register for a citizenship card at your school. I also registered for a card just like all other students, but my application was denied because I was a Rohingya or a Kalal. I felt very uneasy about my future living in a country where I could not register for a citizenship card but to prove my identification. This is when I decided to migrate to Japan, where my father lived as a refugee. When I was in middle school, many of my classmates pointed at me saying that I was deaf since I could not understand Japanese well at the time. I also had my own lunchbox, which most often included curry. My classmates often teased me saying that my skin was dark because I eat curry all the time. On the other hand, I was able to make friends in high school. Regardless of my ethnicity, it was my first experiments with karaoke and pellicula, photo booth where you can make photo stickers, and it took me 4 years after coming to Japan to experience all of these. My friends, both girls and boys in school, helped me with my study, and it was a fresh and good experience. Marriage, giving birth, and my life now. My father started a grocery store with halal foods and often traveled to Thailand. When I was in my sophomore year in high school, I went to Thailand with my father, and I was introduced to a cousin of mine who was also a Rohingya. I married with this man in Thailand, and we came back to Japan together. I believe such a thing is very difficult to understand in the Japanese culture, but it was very normal for me to obey what my father told me to do. After graduating from high school,
I studied design in a professional school and obtained a second class architect qualification. I worked at an architecture office, but when my youngest son was badly injured, I decided to leave my job. Currently, I work as the director of a company that my husband and I founded while raising my children. Now I have three children. The eldest son is the second grade. The eldest daughter is almost finishing her last year in kindergarten. And the youngest daughter is 3 years old. I have taught my children to respect the Islamic food culture by abstaining from meal and gelatin derived from animal sources. I am a Rohingya. After I gave birth to my eldest daughter, my entire family applied for Japanese citizenship and the name Rurika Hasega was given to me. I now have this new name, but I cannot change the way I look and I am a Rohingya. I explained to my children that we are Rohingya, but we have a Japanese nationality and I don't want them to forget the Rohingya language. Truly hope that the Japanese people will become more interested in the Rohingya crisis and act, for example, by sharing stories of Rohingya with others.